We're sorry to inform you your request for a second loan has been refused. And the board of directors up in the city has instructed us to take the farm from you. We understand your problems and wish that we could help you, but the falling price of wheat's not our concern. And the cost of operation may well be rising, but the fact is that you lose more than you earn. This Saturday morning there will be an auction underneath a cold gray country sky. And while the rest of the nation is still sleeping, they'll be bidding America goodbye.
From just south of the Great Lakes capital city, covering all of North America via satellite, AM and FM stations all across the country, and live and archived on the World Wide Web. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks, your host here for the next 3 hours, along with Nancy Levant. Nice to have you with us as we once again document the crisis of our republic, the undermining of our national, state, and individual autonomy. And believe it or not, it's already February. February 2nd, 2013. And we're already 1/12 of the way through the new year. Good to have you with us again, ladies and gentlemen. There's a lot going on, as always, and we are going to be hard-pressed to get to all of it here today, but we're going to try our best by hitting the ground running. Economic news. Of course, the unemployment numbers are out. One of my favorite rituals is to watch for the new numbers every Thursday when they come out. And this week was a banner week. Once again, we have an increase. Let's see. Initial claims of the week ending January 26th, according to the United States Department of Labor, was 368,000 initial claims, listeners, an increase of 38,000 from the previous week's revised figure of 330,000. The 4-week moving average was 352,000, an increase of 250 from the previous week's unrevised average of 351,750. Hopefully you didn't get lost in all the numbers. Point is, every week, 300,000 plus new people filing for unemployment. This is your economic recovery. And keep in mind, listeners, this doesn't take into consideration all of the people that have fallen off the unemployment rolls. If we have such an economic boom going on here, as the politicians and the media alike would like you to believe, then why, pray tell, why don't we go back to counting U6? Why don't we go using that figure instead of using the U3 number, which leaves a whole lot out of the equation? So when we come back from the break, we're going to go through a little bit more economic news. Plus, we have a ton of stuff. I mean, a ton of stuff pertaining to Homeland Security. So we're going to get through as much of that as possible. There's a lot of environmental happenings going on here as well. Unfortunately, I got an update on Morningland Dairy. Those of you who have been longtime listeners will remember we had Doreen Hannes on the program talking about Morningland. Another one bites the dust, ladies and gentlemen. Morningland is dissolving because of the persecution that they suffered. So we'll get to that later on in the show also. There's just a lot going on here. Energy news. Much to cover, much to do, and we got 3 hours to try to cram as much in as possible. This is Govern America. We'll be back after the break.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are. Incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Extendivite is a seven-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th. You can purchase a four-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling, to help you help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Welcome back to the broadcast. That's Steve Doerr. I've had some inquiries into his music. I've been using some of his stuff on the show now for a while. And if you want to get to his website, It's stevedorsongs.com, I believe is what it is. I think that that's his site. Yeah, pretty sure that's stevedorsongs.com. And so you can go there and check out his music, and probably I'm sure he has some available as well. We like I say, we've been playing a lot of his stuff on the show. Support the bands that support the movement, ladies and gentlemen. That's the name of the game. Freedom is a concept that needs to be promoted with music, and certainly it's good for our morale, I guess would be the best way of saying it. So anyway, Nancy, good morning.
Good morning, Darren. Wow, the news, Darren.
Yeah.
I'm just sitting here. I'm just going to pick one little thing.
Okay.
Did you see what the IRS said about the cheapest Obamacare plan for a family?
I did. $20,000 per family.
$20,000 per family is what your fabulous Obamacare is going to cost you. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is the cheapest plan you can buy.
Yeah, you know, and what's interesting about that is they have talked about, you know, in fact, the Huffington Post reported, Obamacare glitch, this is what they called it, a glitch, allows some families to be priced out of health insurance. They say some families could get priced out of health insurance due to what's being called a glitch in President Barack Obama's overhauled law. IRS regulation issued Wednesday failed to fix the problem as liberal backers of the president's plan had hoped. As a result, some families that can't afford the employer coverage that they are offered on the job will not be able to get financial assistance from the federal government to buy private health insurance on their own. How many people will be affected is unclear. The Obama administration says its hands were tied. By the way, Congress wrote the law. Officials said the administration tried to mitigate the impact. Families that can't get coverage because of the glitch will not face a tax penalty for remaining uninsured, the IRS rules said. How noble of them.
Oh, Darren.
So there you go. You know, the Obamacare, and as Nancy pointed out, $20,000 the IRS came out with.
That's for the cheap plan.
That's for the cheap one.
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
so
I guess, ladies and gentlemen, I guess you'll have to put all your children to work, get another job, maybe your third or fourth one, and see if you can come up with the $20,000 per year.
Yeah, how many French fries can you scoop at McDonald's?
Oh, Lord.
Those are the service jobs that are still around. You know, but here's the thing. Since you cut to the chase on the Obamacare thing, I want to stay on that for a minute. You know, years ago, the United Kingdom put their National Health Service into place. Now, we have a whole section on the website at governamerica.com given to government health care. If you go there, I think it's on the left-hand side, and it's called simply government health care, and you click on that. I'm doing it right now to make sure I'm telling you right. Yep. On the left-hand side under the issues, it says government health care. Click on that, and it takes you to a whole section of horror stories that deal with different government health care programs, most notably the United Kingdom. Patients with terminal illnesses are being made to die prematurely.
Yep.
That's in the UK. A cruel and neglectful care of 1 million National Health Service patients exposed. A man collapses with ruptured appendix 3 weeks after NHS doctors took it out, quote unquote. Bed shortages force 4,000 mothers to give birth in corridors, lifts, offices, and hospital toilets. Woman gives birth on pavement after being refused ambulance. Over 45,000 NHS staff calling sick each day. Prisoners have a better diet than health service hospital patients, scientists warn. This is all from Britain, okay? And their wonderful health care plan or health care service that they have over there. Well, now we got the latest chapter of this. The latest initiative, just out of the Daily Mail, reported yesterday. Big Brother to log your drinking habits and waist size as GPs are forced to hand over confidential records. They say data includes weight, cholesterol, BMI, family health history, and pulse rate. Doctors will be forced to reveal alcohol consumption and smoking status. Privacy campaigners describe it as the biggest data grab in NHS history. A part of the new health service program is called Everyone Counts. Officials insisted data will be anonymous and deleted after analysis. Oh, yeah. Does the government ever delete any data, ladies and gentlemen?
Well, you know what's going to happen to those poor people in Great Britain is if you drink, if you smoke, if you're heavy.
You're going to pay more if you can get it.
You're going to be refused health care.
Yeah, ultimately, you're right.
That's exactly what's going to happen.
Because, see, now, suddenly, because of this health care law, which is communitarianism, folks, this is what communitarianism is, okay? We talked a lot about, in fact, there's a full chapter on in Agenda 21 dealing with health care, okay? But Agenda 21 is communitarianism, this concept that the masses, the whole, the needs of the well-being of everyone, supplant or balance against the rights of the individual. Okay, that's what communitarianism is, that the well-being of the community takes precedence over the individual rights. Okay?
Well, Darren, let me just clarify that a little bit.
Okay.
It's the profits of the corporations.
Yeah, that's the community.
That benefit over everyone else. That's what communitarianism is.
It's the stakeholders.
You gotcha.
We got to protect the stakeholders.
That's right.
And you people didn't realize that you aren't a stakeholder.
No, you're not a stakeholder. We should say stockholders, maybe.
Maybe that's what they mean. Yeah. It says GPs are forced to hand over confidential records on all their patients' drinking habits, waist sizes, and illnesses. The files will be stored in a giant information bank that privacy campaigners say represents the biggest data grab in National Health Service history. They warned that the move would end patient confidentiality and hand personal information to third parties. The data includes weight, cholesterol levels, body mass index, pulse rate, family health history, alcohol consumption, and smoking status.
Yep.
Diagnosis of everything from cancer to heart disease to mental illness would be covered. Family doctors will have to pass on dates of birth, postcodes, and NHS numbers. Officials insisted that personal information would be made anonymous and deleted after analysis. But Ross Anderson, professor of security engineering at Cambridge University, said, quote, under these proposals, medical confidentiality is in effect dead, and there is currently nobody standing in the way, unquote. Nick Pickles of the privacy group Big Brother Watch said NHS managers would now be in charge of our most confidential information. He said it is unbelievable how little the public is being told about what is going on while GPs are being strong-armed into handing over details about their patients and not to make a fuss. Not only have the public not been told what's going on, none of us have been asked to give our permission for this to happen.
Darren, you know, when it talks about, you know, that it can pass information on to third parties, well, who do you think those third parties are? They're the insurance companies who are going to refuse treatment to people.
Corporations. Yeah, what we have here, ladies and gentlemen, and of course this is the United Kingdom, but people, this is coming to the United States.
Yes, this is globalism.
And if you don't think that, well, I'm afraid you're being naive about it. Because now suddenly everything you do under this Obamacare, or well, more accurately put, insurance care, is everyone's business.
Yep.
Your personal risk, the risks that you take every day, you say, well, it's nobody's business what I eat or drink. It's nobody's business what I do with my free time. If I want to skydive, that's my business. If I want to mountain climb, that's my business. Sorry. Under healthcare programs, it's everyone's business now.
Yep.
We'll be back here in a moment. This is Govern America. Stay with us.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay. All the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley. An area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species. All gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
To the broadcast, Govern America. The website, www.governamerica.com. That's governamerica.com. And the number to call in is 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. I have a couple of calls already on the line here. So let's go out to Colorado and talk to Pam. Pam, good morning.
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead. You're on the air.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Yeah, I just wanted to call you, Darren. I got a letter from Department of Health and Human Services a couple of weeks ago, and they're doing a study of 60,000 individuals where they send out people to your home without even asking if you want to participate, and it's a national study on alcohol and health-related issues, and you know, I get this letter, and I'm like, well, why? I live out in a rural area. I'm not close to a big major area, and I'm thinking 60,000 homes. What is the cost of that? Just getting these people out there to the house, and they say that they will ask about your background, lifestyle, age, education, drinking practices, related mood, anxiety, behavior, and medical conditions.
Mm-hmm.
So I did call them. There was a number on there because they give you that if you want to set an appointment. I called them and I told them, don't send anybody out. We are in a financial crisis here. I don't want to participate because they'll give you $90 if you get selected.
There you
to participate.
Go.
Yeah. And so everybody's going to go for this just about. I said, but don't send anybody out, you know. I didn't go into all the reasons why I didn't want to participate, but I said, you know, this is a waste of money in my opinion. But they're just collecting information, and they did send somebody out, even though I called and said don't. A lady showed up here several days later, and I told her, I called and told them not to send someone out. Oh, well, I don't know what happened. And she, you know, obviously is getting paid to do this. I said, look, this is not something this country can afford. And she, and I said, you know, I don't want my tax dollars going for this, and I don't need your $90. And she was nice enough, and she says, well, just so you know, it is for health. And I said,
yeah.
I'm a nurse. I know that this is more than just about health. And I declined to participate, and she did leave, but they're out there doing that. 60,000 homes offering people $90 to participate to let them know everything about your drinking and lifestyle and of course, your moods. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that just further adds weight to what we were saying before the break, that this is coming to the United States, and from what you're telling me, it's not coming. It's already here.
Oh, it is. And, you know, as a nurse, one of the things I go over in the position I'm in right now is medical records, and it's becoming more and more frequent on these electronic medical records where they're asking about, are there guns in your home, and if so, are they locked up? They ask about, do you use seatbelts, sunscreen, do you feel safe in your home, do you use smoke detectors, and then the depression screening, which is just a quick two-question thing. I mean, they want everyone characterized as being depressed or having some kind of psychological disorder.
Yep.
Yeah.
And once it's on those electronic medical records, I hate to tell people this, it will not go away. It's
and let's connect the gun thing here to this as well, because as soon as you're classified as being mentally ill in any way, shape, or form, there go your firearms rights.
Exactly.
Yep.
So, just wanted to let you know about that.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
Really
a
good
lot,
information. Man. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
Uh-huh. Bye.
Well, there you go.
Right.
There you go. Confirmation, ladies and gentlemen. Let's go down to Texas and talk to Chuck. Chuck, you're up next.
Good morning. Well, not surprisingly, you guys kind of stole my thunder. I was calling to talk about the what I call shrinking freedoms.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to use psychiatry, you know, and psychobabble to make as many of us, quote, mentally ill as they can. Under Obamacare, people think that, you know, it's just coming for our guns. They're coming for all of your liberties. All they have to do is you go to the doctor, let's say you have an illness like fibromyalgia that is very hard to diagnose. Well, you've got a moron for a doctor, and I think most MDs aren't just that. They're just automatons. He looks in his little computer, and he can't figure it out. So he says, well, go to this doctor, and he sends you to a shrink. You have no choice. You go to the shrink. He finds that you have somatic disorder, as they call it. In other words, it's all in your head. That's mm-hmm. the end of your health care. That's also, any diagnosis of anything is going to make it where you can't have a Second Amendment rights. What
yep.
right can't they take with a mental diagnosis? Your freedom, your liberty to travel. What right can they not take from you? Even your life once we get further into eugenics.
Well, that's just it, you know, and that's where this is all headed, I'm afraid. It's, you know, end-of-life care is a very real thing, a real part of this so-called Obamacare plan. Hey, Chuck, can you hold on a moment? I got to take the bottom of the hour break.
Sure.
Stay with us, folks. This is Governed America, Darren Weeks, Nancy Levant, and Chuck in Texas. We'll be back in a moment on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Wouldn't you agree? Healthy people are happier and more productive. Obesity is the root cause of many health problems. Do you want to lose weight safely, look sexy and attractive without side effects and no chemicals? Lose weight without the side effects safely with Zeno's Organic Dietary Supplements. Made in the USA, 100% USDA certified organic. Visit www.zenos.com. That's www.zenohs.com. Try our products risk-free for a limited time offer. No purchase necessary. You only pay shipping and handling. Get your old, sexy body back now. Visit Zenos.com. Get your free supplements now. Visit Zenos.com right now. www.zenohs.com. That's www.zenohs.com. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of bounds concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
This is Govern America, Darren Weeks and Nancy Levant. The website, once again, is www.governamerica.com. That's governamerica.com. And we're talking about insurance care at the moment here. And we have Chuck on the line in Texas. And Chuck, you were saying before the break, basically kind of backing up what Pam was talking about, you know, this whole idea that the other side is going to use mental health as an excuse to take away firearms. I know Pam was talking about the visits to the home and everything like that. Yeah, you know, I mean, both candidates in the last election both have said, you know, and I think just about the average everyday American would agree, you know, we don't want crazy people to have firearms, you know. But the problem here is that the reason why we have so much mental illness today is not really being addressed. in my thinking, you know, people, we need to have a national forum about SSRIs. You know, years ago, we didn't have the kind of problems that we have today before we had the proliferation of these psychotropic medications. It seems like everybody's on drugs anymore. And since we've had more people on these happy drugs, we've had more cases of mental illness and just an absolute spiraling out of control phenomenon with people going nuts, going loony, or committing suicide, or any number of other things associated with that. So, I mean, you know, I think we need to have a national dialogue about the dangers of these SSRIs, and I just don't see that happening. What are your thoughts?
Well, you're not going to get a national dialogue. First, to start a national dialogue on SSRIs, that's inevitably going to lead into allopathic medicine in the very genesis of our medical system we have today. My opinion, allopathic medicine is a fraud, always has been. Treat the symptom, manage the symptom, never look for the cure, okay, but manage the symptom, pump in more toxins, and keep them ill. That is the profit model. I will not go, because I have the diagnostic tools, I might allow a doctor to diagnose an illness with me, but I will not let them diagnose prescription drugs. All they do is treat the very small immediate symptom. They do not try and look at the entire body and say, okay, what problem do we have here? Doctors receive virtually no education. Look it up yourself. I think it's 2 hours of nutrition. It's against the law in most states for a doctor to tell you to take supplements. It's against the law.
Yeah, you're right.
How crazy is that? So
it's
the entire medical
crazy.
System we have is a trap to kill you, to limit your rights. If you go to a doctor and allow him to treat an illness, if you take those antibiotics instead of looking out there for the more natural and God-given things we have. Colloidal silver, by the way, is very, very good. It really does everything people say it will do. It just kills pathogens all over the place, and it's absolutely non-toxic.
Well, that's just it. I mean, people are going to have to get to the point where they are treating themselves. It's unfortunate, but we're going to have to get to the point where we're actually taking care of and taking charge of our own health, because it's getting to the point where, it's gotten to the point a long time ago where we just can't rely upon these so-called professionals.
I think that's not a bad thing. I think it's time people realize they always should have been.
Yeah.
You know, this dependency on everyone else to make decisions for them. What happened to Americans?
Well. So. There you go. Well, listen, I appreciate the call. Thank you so much.
Great show.
Thank you. It's all a part of the sickness industrial complex, ladies and gentlemen. The hospitals, the pharmaceutical companies, the medical establishment. You know, all they can do, all a doctor can do when you go to a doctor is one of two things. They can either prescribe you medication, which many times has its own myriad of health adverse side effects, or they can remove a part of your anatomy. Those are the only two things that they do. So if you want a piece of your body cut out, or you want to receive some chemical concoction from some pharmaceutical company somewhere, you know, that's what doctors have become. Anyway, I want to move on here. We have Lauren in Minnesota. Lauren, you're up next.
Yeah. Hi, Darren. I just had a couple questions. Did you read this this bill introduced here in the Minnesota House?
Which one is that?
HF-241. It was the one that's up on the Republic site.
No, I didn't.
Okay. It said New York, Minnesota House introduces New York-style ban on firearms and magazines.
Okay, go ahead.
Couple of questions. Do you know anything about the New York firearms bans going on there? Because I'm not even a permit. I don't even have a permit or anything, but I do have one shotgun that holds 9 rounds, and they have this definition of a fixed magazine. It says means an ammunition feeding device contained in or permanently attached to a firearm in such a manner that the device cannot be removed without disassembly of the firearm action. It's a pump shotgun, and I'm wondering if that's what they're talking about. I mean, even I think all the other assault rifles, what they're talking about is still, it's against the Second Amendment. I understand this is a state bill.
Right.
But I just talked to another guy here in Minnesota this morning. You know, he thinks that it won't pass, but we're entirely Democratic here in Minnesota right now. The House and the Senate and the governor is controlled by the Democrats. So he thinks it won't go through. There's a lot of sheriffs standing up saying they're not going to force the federal things. But, you know, I feel I shouldn't have to register something or turn in something.
If you feel that, then don't do it. This is the thing, is people are going to have to, I hate to say it, but they're going to have to defy the law on this. You know, the government has absolutely no right to remove your ability to have self-defense.
Right. That's my thoughts exactly. It's like they're trying to turn a right into a privilege, and then once they get all these people registered, the next step, of course, you know the next step, is confiscation. And I know exactly what you're talking about with the medications. I was total agreement what you were talking about with the psychiatry and the medications. I've been a nurse for 20 years. Mm-hmm. I see what these things can do, and I've done my research. You're 100% right.
Yeah, and with regard to the firearm thing, you know, people have got to realize, you know, I mean, everything that's being done is supposedly being done for our safety. You know, this is the excuse all the time. Now we got Joe Biden. Joe Biden's come out just this past week, and he said, this is his quote right here. Let me find it here.
Yeah, the gun ban won't make us safer.
Yeah, you folks talk amongst yourself here while I try to find it. Okay, here it is. This is Joe Biden. Nothing we are going to do is fundamentally going to alter or eliminate the possibility of another mass shooting or guarantee that we will bring gun deaths down. That's Joe Biden. you know, so then why are you doing it, Joe?
And why is the Department of Homeland Security buying just arsenals of weapons?
Yeah, exactly.
They're not going to use that stuff?
But here's the thing about it. Now they're talking about, they just put out a video which basically says that if there's an active shooter in your area, hey, why don't you bring scissors to a gunfight? You can attack the shooter with a pair of scissors.
Yeah, or run and hide in the corner, or run and hide in the closet.
Yeah.
Yeah. I also want to address the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders. They've come out with a new version. It's version 5. And they have included new illnesses. Now, listen to this. Something called mild cognitive impairment, which we used to call aging. It's like forgetting something for a second. Takes you a minute to recall it.
Right.
That is now a mental illness. They have something called disruptive dysregulation mood disorder, which is labeling children who throw temper tantrums as nutcases. Grief. Being sad when someone dies is now come under the heading of major depressive disorder. Typical forgetfulness, minor neurocognitive disorder, like forgetting where your car keys are. They have a new one called adult attention deficit disorder. And listen to this. This is extraordinary. They say if you overeat more than 12 times in a 3-month period, you can now be diagnosed as mentally ill with excessive binge disorder. They have redefined the autistic spectrum problems. They have redesigned the post-traumatic stress disorder diagnoses. They have something called generalized anxiety disorder, which says if you worry about paying bills or making payments on time, you have generalized anxiety disorder. So in other words, if you're a human being, you're mentally ill.
You know, I'm getting generalized anxiety disorder just listening to you.
It's insane. Darren, these people are pathological control freaks.
Oh, man. Wow. Lauren, did you have anything else? Do we still have Lauren, or did we lose him?
Oh, I'm still here.
Yeah, I just
wanted to mention also one last thing. I think it was Lindsey Graham and a few others a few years ago said the homeland is part of the battlefield.
That's right. Yep.
So, yeah, I think he's
exactly right. The enemy.
Yeah, yep.
Well, and you know, Darren, one of my greatest fears is where this is all leading is literally to gene pool cleansing, DNA cleansing. You know, I'm really concerned for the people of this country who are not going to be treated because, I mean, when you're sick, you're basically not going to be treated.
Yeah.
That's what's going to happen.
That's right. Well, you know, and the thing is, you'll be shipped off to some hospice facility where your demise will
be
managed, you know, and you can be Terry Schiavo'd out of existence.
Absolutely.
You know, it sounds like a very frightening scenario, ladies and gentlemen, but you got to understand, this is where we're headed, and we're not trying to scare people. We're not trying to, you know, be doom and gloomers, but you have to start from a standpoint of reality and see the writing on the wall.
Absolutely.
And that's what this Obama, but and as far as solutions, it's really very simple. It's called state nullification.
Yep.
That's the bottom line. States do not have to participate in the federal behemoth. They do not have to participate in the attacks that the federal government makes on our rights, on our property, on our anything. And I sound like a broken record, but this is the solution, folks. And it can come. But any more what we have here, and here's another thing I want to point out. Chuck, I'm going to let you go because I got other callers. And I'm going to cover some information. Or I'm sorry, Lauren. Thank you so much for the call. I appreciate it.
Okay, thank you.
Here's the thing about it, folks. Everyone is focused on the Second Amendment right now. As well they should be, because our gun rights are majorly under attack, as are every other right we have, okay? But what people need to be focused upon more than anything else right now is their state legislatures as they pertain to the Constitution Amendment, or the Constitutional Convention. There is a standing call right now. There's actually a resolution right now in Montana, I am told. I got off the phone with Jackie Petru last night. She was talking with Jeannie Brillsworth. Montana has a standing call in the legislature right now for a constitutional convention. I am told there is a legislator. I think he was from South Dakota. Don't quote me on that. But there is a legislator that is being paid, I think, to tour the country to try to get these legislators in other states to pass constitutional convention resolutions. Now, ladies and gentlemen, regardless of what you think about the Constitution, and I understand it's a flawed document, okay, I get that. And I understand that there are a lot of people, and rightfully so, say, well, you know, the Constitution was suspended back in 1933 and blah, blah, blah. Look, they have no authority to suspend the Constitution. I don't care what they think they did. The bottom line is, they have no right to do that. And if that's true, and the Constitution doesn't apply, then why in the heck are they still trying to get after it all the time?
Yep.
With these con calls. And see, here's the thing, folks. while everybody's focused on guns, as they should be focused on the guns, let's not get our eye so much on a tree that we overlook the entire forest.
Yep.
And see, if we lose the Constitution, ladies and gentlemen, we lose the Second Amendment. All right, we got to take the break. We'll come back. We'll continue with more information and more calls here on Govern America.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
For many years, coffee lovers have learned that for the freshest coffee, you need to roast your own beans. Unfortunately, that usually meant paying more per pound for coffee than you could get it at the local grocery. Those wanting to store rich coffee for long-term use have been frustrated with the lack of quality coffee available with a long shelf life. So we usually settle for brand name coffee, either ground or instant. But now, we have another solution. Canned green coffee beans. Green coffee beans have not been roasted. And since the bean is not cracked yet, the shelf life is many years longer than roasted or ground coffee. Due to the way it's packed, you can expect these to stay fresh for 20-plus years. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order your canned green coffee beans. A single can is only $11.94. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. CampingSurvival.com.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
We're back. This is Govern America on the home stretch of this hour. Two more hours to go, and let's go back to the phone lines right now and go to Greenland and talk to Bob. Bob, good morning. I guess we don't have Bob. I'm sorry about that, Bob. All right, let's go to Robert in Missouri. Robert, you're up next.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Wow, you guys have covered so much ground since I got online waiting for to talk to you guys. This whole healthcare behemoth, this fascist insurance company plan, it's, you know, They want to make criminals out of all of us is what they want to do. They want to either say we're mentally deficient through some sort of psychological issue, and then by saying that we're mentally deficient, they want to say you can't have the right to bear arms. And so basically they want to criminalize the entire movement of all of us who have been pulled out of this false matrix that's been built for us. So, you know, I was telling people at my job last night, I was like, look, I could be locked up in the next week, in the next year, and I'm prepared for that. I could be, you know, they could grab me in the middle of the night. I'm a firearms owner. You guys heard about the staff sergeant up in New York, right? He got caught with five empty AR magazines at some checkpoint. He got five felonies on him right now, and he's a highly decorated Army staff sergeant, war veteran.
Yeah, well, all returning military have already been deemed potential domestic terrorists, as you know.
And they are forced to undergo mental health evaluations as well.
Yep. Well, I'm a former Marine, but I'm in my 40s now. So I was in the late 80s, early 90s before all this really kicked into gear. But, you know, just because of what I say, what I do online, I call into all these programs. I know that, heck, I'm marked, and I don't care. You know why? Because each of us are called to stand in this day of evil and occupy until I come. These are Bible verses. I'm a Christian. Luke 22:36, right before Jesus was being arrested, he told his followers, get a sword. If you got to sell your garment to get one, sell your garment to get one. Remember, Peter cut off the ear of one of the Roman guards that was coming to arrest Jesus. Jesus told him to resheath his sword. So his own followers were carrying weapons. So any Christian, these false pastors out here that tell you, oh, you need to just go along and give up your weapons, they're going directly against what's been revealed in the New Testament. Jesus' own followers were carrying swords. So the insanity of these false 501c3 pastors out here, this is really sickening. And they're gonna, you know, they've got to deal with that when their time comes. But
I agree with you.
This is a Bolshevik style takeover as far as what they're doing to the population. You know, it's fascist for the corporates and their banker buddies. It's a fascist system, the corporate state. But the system they're implementing for all of us it's a Bolshevik style takeover. I've been rewatching and rereading on Trotsky, Lenin, Stalin. This is the exact replica of the template they're using on us right now.
Yep.
You have to remember Jacob Schiff. And these goons at Kuhn-Loeb, they sent Trotsky from the United States with a whole bunch of people to take over and kill the Tsar and the rest of it and take over Russia. And, you know, people, I get so frustrated with my fellow Americans out here who they don't even know what the word Bolshevik means. I throw the term around and they're like, Bolshevik, what's that? And it's just like this apathy, this laziness, this mental sand that they like to put themselves in, their heads in the sand. It's like, you know, I'm awake and a lot of
hold for the break. Hold on. We got to take a break. We'll be back here, folks.
All right. Now.